Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I'm too sexy for this country. Too sexy for this country. What do you say? Who, according to tourists, is the sexiest country in the world? We got a couple of texts.
Can I guess one?
You can take a guess off the top.
What is sexy, first of all? Sexy is clothes on, clothes off, dressed well, charming, whatever. I have to say that the French are sexy. No? Is it on the
French?
Well, I like how they dress. I find that they're sexy with the way they dress. It's not overexposed, but it's like there's a sexiness about it.
Well, I'll tell you, France did not make the top 10.
What?
Yeah.
What is it, clothes on, clothes off?
Well, it's just basically, if you ask people who tour the world.
Yeah.
What countries have you been to? Where, of all the countries you've been to, where... Well, it's always subjective. So
right,
no matter who
right.
you ask,
right.
they're going to be answering based on what they think is sexy.
Well, back in the day, it was Italy, was it not? Was it not Italy? Is it on the list?
The sexiest place? Italy does make the top 10. I'm sorry.
But it should have been the top 5, but it's kind of dropped, hasn't it?
A couple of texts we got.
Yeah.
Scotland. I haven't been to Scotland, but I don't know how sexy the people in Scotland are.
I don't.
Brazil?
So sorry. Brazil, for sure. I don't understand where Scotland got into this. I don't think sexy in Scotland. Okay.
Come here, would ya? Come over here and give me a kiss. Brazil does make the list. But I'll tell you, the sexiest nation in the world,
okay,
according to tourists, is Ukraine. The Ukrainians, number one. According to tourists.
The women. Didn't know they had a big tourism industry.
The women are stunning, I have to say.
Ah.
Those that get the jeans that are tall and lanky and gorgeous, mm-hmm. there's some really beautiful women there. Mm-hmm.
How about the Danish?
Ah.
I do love a sexy Danish.
I do too. Sprinkles?
Really, really, really attractive people in Copenhagen from when I was there, and they have a little bit of that French style and that certain something. It's almost like a little combo pack. Another country where I felt like I was a complete troll is Sweden.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweden, eh?
Yeah, walking around Sweden, I was like, ooh, okay.
Well, after Ukraine and Denmark, Philippines comes next, followed by Brazil, then Australia, South Africa, Italy, Armenia, England, and Canada.
Yay!
Woo! We made the cut.
But the person who texted us, and we want to encourage people texting us, you know, at 104.536, Scotland, I don't understand Scotland. I don't get Scotland. I don't know where you got that. I can't think of one good-looking Scottish guy.
Is it a Scottish person texting us?
Is it? Yeah, well, maybe.
It might be.
And you know, my family's from Scotland, and I love them all. But
yeah,
I'm not saying,
me.
Boy, you're sexy. I never thought of that.
Well.
Is it because that's Mel Gibson movie? Is it
Braveheart?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay, fine.
You know, Scotland did not fare terribly. They didn't make the top 10. They also didn't make the bottom 5.
Okay.
Our neighbors to the south, the Americans, finished in 45th place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last.
Go to any mall. Yes.
All the way down in 50th place was Ireland. Oh. Sorry. Sorry, Ireland.
Oh, my gosh. They were kind of cute over there. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
We made the top 10.
We made the top 10.
We might have lost Kawhi, but we made the top 10.
That's right.
All right.
Look at you. She's sexy.
And I'm not insulting any of the people that are Scottish. I haven't heard Scottish, too.
They did all right. Somewhere in there. Just not the top 10 this year.
That Braveheart movie, it's still, you know, it's still number one in people's hearts. Okay. Okay, Tracy Melcher. Shawn Mendes is happening.
Shawn Mendes is happening. But is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello happening? They were together for the entire 4th of July break. He had three shows in Los Angeles. She attended all of them. They were partying in Malibu, and somebody in Malibu that was at the pool party they were at said they were sitting and facing each other. They left together holding hands. They were also seated on the same side of a booth at 5 a.m. in Delhi.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying. If that's not confirmation, same side.
No.
At a booth at a deli at five in the morning.
No, she just broke up with Matthew. I think it's like, you're my bestie. I'm going to hang out with you. Let's just go and have fun and we don't have to care about anything.
Caitlin.
Am I right?
Caitlin. Caitlin's in there giving me a side eye over here.
It's a tough call.
Same side of the booth.
Same side of the booth.
Same side of the booth does kind of get to me a little bit.
At 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m., yeah.
Same side in the morning. Of the booth gets
okay.
to you.
Okay,
a.m.
But also then I'm thinking of, factor this in.
Okay.
Same side of the booth at 5 a.m. might have mean that they had a little couple something to drink.
Okay.
So maybe they're feeling extra close.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
I have no idea what
I'm
talking about.
I think that, you know what? Instead of sitting across from each other, sitting close to each other because they want to have a little conversation so nobody can overhear what they're saying. She is fresh off a breakup. Both of them have a new song out. They're
steamy, steamy video.
They're steamy, steamy, but they're luring us. There's nothing there. I'm telling you that right now. But
I don't know.
An earthquake can put two people together and sit on the same side of the booth.
I'm glad you brought that up. On Friday night, Alessia Cara went on. She's opening for Shawn Mendes. And that 7.1 magnitude earthquake that hit Los Angeles happened right after her set, right before Shawn went on. But of course, because Pickering's finest, Shawn Mendes still performed.
The show must go on.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
So, somebody who knows the show must go on also is Adele.
Yes, I know. She's doing a great... She's positive. She looks great, by the way.
She does look so amazing.
She's got that dump that guy weight loss thing happening.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
the revenge body.
The revenge body. That's
revenge body. She looked great before. She looks great now. She looks great. Adele looks great. You know, in all aspects of Adele.
What's the latest?
So she is really good friends with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
And apparently she's planning a real big bachelorette party for J Law. You know, Jennifer loves to party, so it could be anything. It's going to be a wild affair. Already on the guest list, apparently Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian. But Adele wants to keep it a classy affair. A classy affair. A bachelorette party.
It doesn't seem like
I don't want to go to a bachelorette party that's a classy affair.
How did the Kardashians figure into this?
Well,
are they good friends?
With J-Law. Absolutely.
Are they good friends with J-Law?
Jennifer Lawrence really likes them. And do you remember when Jennifer Lawrence, I forget, she stepped in for, I think it was Jimmy Fallon or was it Jimmy Kimmel?
And Kim Kardashian was on.
And Kim Kardashian was
a guest. They got like a house on fire.
Yeah, they really got along well.
I get the connection there. Very good.
Interesting.
And so apparently they're going to just want to discourage social media and filming. So, you know, that's going to be quietly.
Okay with that?
I don't know. Yeah, can they go 5 minutes with social media?
I know. There's going to be some huge stars at the party, so anything can happen.
All right, Tracy. We're going to see you tonight on E Talk at 7 o'clock
it's
on
Monday!
Saturday. It's Monday!
That is the most joyous
it's Monday I've ever heard in my life. The sun's shining. What could go wrong?
That's
Everything's
Tracy.
Right.
Just one big wave.
Sometimes I got to tell you, Rich, when you have children and you go back to work, that's really
Yeah, it's Monday.
Am I right?
It is, and it's summer break Monday. They're driving me crazy. I come to work for a break.
I have not forgotten that, Trace. I've not forgotten.
I'm busted, Marilyn. I was busted.
When I was a little kid, on my way home from school, I saw a squirrel who was worse for wear in the middle of the road. And when I got home, I called the veterinarian, and in tears, told him about a squirrel that might need help on the road near my school. And when I went the next day, it was gone. I don't know if they helped it or just discarded of it. But I thought of that when I heard about a story from Caitlin that Caitlin read about a good Samaritan who maybe was into some good tonic and gin and helped out an animal in distress. Tell us, what's that story you read?
Yeah, you can be a good Samaritan while still inebriated. I think the story is proof of that. I love imagining, though, okay, so imagine you work at a rescue center, like a wildlife rescue center, mm-hmm. and a baby bird just shows up alone in an Uber to your rescue center. So that's what happened in Utah recently. So a baby bird fell out of a nest.
Wow.
And you know, lots of times they die.
Yeah.
And they fell right down in front of a guy who was having a couple of drinks with his neighbor. And so he realized he was too drunk to drive. So he called the bird an Uber.
Come on.
And he sent it to a wildlife center and they saved it.
They saved it.
Okay, so this is what...
No, how come... Okay.
No. Marilyn, what's your question? Because I'm sure there are many.
He sees a bird fall out of a nest.
Yeah. He's had a couple beers and he's like, oh, but it looks like
better, I'm too drunk to
better
drive.
Better not drive because I'm inebriated.
Yeah.
But I'm clear enough to see that a bird has fallen out of the nest, so I'm going to call him an Uber.
Yeah. His heart's in the right place.
Oh, my God.
He's a responsible citizen.
I do love this.
And he's tech savvy.
Okay.
So he calls
tech
him.
Tech savvy, yeah.
So this is him discussing the experience along with a wildlife expert.
Okay.
Sitting in some camp chairs, hanging out, having a few drinks, when we had a visitor fall out of the sky. At first it was a joke, like, hey, maybe we should just call it an Uber, you know? And then we're like, no. Really, that's why not? We're paying them.
This bird, it had come by Uber. Just a crazy, crazy neat thing that happens. It just brightens everybody's day and makes them pretty happy.
Just crazy neat. Just crazy neat thing to happen.
It's really funny on both ends to me because...
It is.
Because, yes, he's sitting there drunk and they call it an Uber and then some guy is sitting alone at the desk, the reception desk at the Wildlife Center.
Wildlife Center, how can I help you? Yeah, we're sitting here on a, you know... A couple of chairs, we saw a bird. That's unusual and so great.
Yeah, it's such a great story. I never thought that Uber could be used as a wildlife rescue system, yeah, but here we right. are.
But imagine the Uber driver going, huh?
But,
okay.
And then getting there and it's like, well, he's not going to tip me.
Or give me a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
That's right.
I did read a follow-up story that says that they're planning on being able to release the bird into the wilderness next week.
That's
next
awesome.
Weekend. That man's going to go places. I hope he's sober enough to see where he's going. Okay, there you go.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know, let me know.
British Airways is trending around the world this morning. The company says it's been notified by the UK Information Commissioner's Office that they are slapping the airline with a £183 million fine over the theft of customer data from their website.
No, that's like $400 million.
That's a lot. I just came back from London. That's a lot of Canadian dollars.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of money. So the reason why this is such big news around the world is because with all these companies having their customers' data hacked, it's creating this conversation around what type of responsibility will they ultimately have to protect their customers' data. And if they are, you know, the victims of hacks and they find out, you know, we've reviewed this and you didn't take the necessary precautions to protect your customers' data, maybe you were even warned about the risks in your system, the vulnerabilities, and you chose not to act, could you be financially responsible? In this case, it looks like for British Airways, they will be to the tune of that much money.
Amazing.
Yeah. So the FIFA Women's World Cup, of course, still huge trending news this morning. The U.S. women's team did it again. They beat the Netherlands 2-0 yesterday, defending their title and taking home their fourth FIFA Women's World Cup.
That was an exciting game. I only caught it in the second half.
Yeah.
But I saw the highlights of the first half, how, you know, it was so amazingly, it wasn't dull at all. It was just so close.
Yeah.
But boy, they came through, didn't they?
It was funny because I was in London when the UK team lost against the US team. Ooh. So I was seeing all the coverage for that. And then I was in the Netherlands in Amsterdam while their team is making their way towards playing the US in the final. And I would look and you could see into homes of people who were sitting there in front of their televisions.
Sure.
Their faces are all lit up. They're standing up. They're yelling at their TV. It was just a kind of an exciting time to be overseas and see all the excitement around World Cup there.
You're kind of a World Cup groupie, you are.
I know, kind of. So, of course, New York City has announced that the U.S. women's team is going to be celebrated in a parade on Wednesday, so we can look forward to that.
Yeah.
Other trending sports news, of course, as we heard all weekend long. Will Kawhi stay? Won't he stay? And then we found out that he will not be staying with the Raptors. He is heading home to LA to join the Clippers. And there's been numerous hot takes, but this is one that has kind of gone viral, and it's from rapper/actor Ice Cube. He is a huge LA Lakers fan. And now with the LA Lakers being stalked with, of course, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and the Clippers having Kawhi Leonard and PG who just moved there, the question is going to be, is this the rivalry that we're all going to be watching? Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube doesn't seem to think that Kawhi has what it takes to turn the Clippers' history around.
Kawhi was a winner. Now he want to be a loser. That's all I can say. You know, he was a winner at Toronto. He want to be a dipper. Must want to be a loser because they haven't done anything in their whole career. So I don't think he's the savior for the Clippers.
I love it. You know, I read someone on Twitter with the Thanks Kawhi hashtag that was trending over the weekend, said that his son came up to him and said, you know, Daddy, maybe Kawhi wants to go to another team and help them win a championship and help them be better.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just it's cute. Adorable.
It's like the opposite take that Ice Cube just had.
Yeah.
And a heads up to all Toronto commuters this morning. A new pedestrian tunnel is going to take some getting used to that's leading you to the subway access portion of Union Station. So the way you've been getting into Union Station's TTC is going to be closed as of today. There's going to be a new entrance that's going to be happening through the York Concourse. So just give yourself a few extra minutes and pay attention to the TTC staff that are going to be stationed there. They'll have vests on. They're going to be helping direct you. So just to add to the extra layer of confusion that is the Union Station revitalization project, which is slated to be completed by the end of this year.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.